Let's get to CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rita from Lowell.
Hello, Rita.
Lowell.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Lowell.
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 It wouldn't be a morning without you saying that.
Lowell.
Rita, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank
Lowell.
You.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Rita, we give you the cash. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am.
A small fire delayed Kane Brown's show at Fenway Park for about 10 minutes over the weekend. Thankfully, no one hurt. And the Fenway staff had a little bit of fun with it by playing We Didn't Start the Fire. Who sings that song? We didn't start the fire. Kobe Bryant's locker from the Staples Center is hitting the auction block and could sell for more than $1 million. Which team did Kobe play his entire career for?
L.A. Lakers.
On this day in 1966, Frank Sinatra's album Strangers in the Night hit number one. Finish this Sinatra lyric. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like. On blank.
On something Mars.
Question number four. 90-year-old Shirley MacLaine was spotted in a rare public outing in Malibu. She made a few appearances in Downton Abbey from 2012 to 2013. Which country is Downton Abbey set in?
The UK.
And question number five. Protect Your Neck by Wu-Tang Clan was ranked as one of the best songs for breakdancing according to Olympic breakdancers. Arguably, their most famous song is Cream. What does Cream stand for?
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Intern Mac is coming for your neck. Good morning, Kennedy.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, Rita from Lowell.
Lowell.
Got
Lowell.
3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Rita.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy. These are really, really hard. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A small fire delayed Kane Brown's show at Fenway Park in Boston over the weekend for about 10 minutes. Thankfully, nobody hurt. And the Fenway staff had some fun with it playing We Didn't Start the Fire. Who sings that song?
Billy Joel.
Tied at 1. Kobe Bryant's locker from the Staples Center is hitting the auction block and could sell for more than $1 million.
Wow.
Which team did he play his entire career for?
The Lakers.
Tied at 2. On this day in 1966, Frank Sinatra's album Strangers in the Night hit number 1. Finish the lyric, Kennedy. Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like. On blank.
Jupiter and Mars. In other words, please be true.
Oh my gosh.
In other words, I love you.
Kennedy, my heart just melted. 3-2, question number 4. 90-year-old Shirley MacLaine was spotted in a rare public outing in Malibu. She made a few appearances in Downton Abbey from 2012 to 2013. Which country is Downton Abbey set in?
England.
I'm not going to give you credit for that. It's the United Kingdom because they are kind of all over on that show, aren't they? That's what I'm going to go with.
You do you.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Protect Your Neck by the Wu-Tang Clan was ranked as one of the best songs for breakdancing according to the Olympic breakdancers.
Well, it's good to know because this is the year.
This is the year we'll have breakdancing in the Olympics.
It's just called breaking, though.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. There's no stopping us.
Well, arguably, Wu-Tang's most famous song is Cream. What does that stand for?
I have no idea. I know they're here for the children, but that's all I know.
Cash rules everything around me, Kennedy. Everybody
Obviously,
knows
how
that.
Silly of me.
Everybody knows that. Well, 3-3 is the final score, and with a tie, Kennedy gets the win. We all get the win when intern Mac makes this question.
I swear. From Frank Sinatra to Wu-Tang. Well done, sir.
Yes. Good job indeed. Rita, unfortunately, don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Rita. I'm from Lowell, and I can't be Kennedy.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to Can't Be Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Up in New Hampshire, it's Chloe Kennedy. Say hey.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi. Oh my gosh, hi.
Oh, who else is there?
My mom.
Morning.
What's your mom's name, Chloe?
Catherine,
all right. And you're on your way to volunteer camp?
Yeah, so I volunteer at a therapeutic riding camp, and I help teach kids how to ride a horse and learn other things around a farm.
Kennedy?
That sounds so cool.
I was going to say.
It took me a moment to process.
Chloe, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's going to spend her entire day around horses, Kennedy. That is a win, I think. Here we go. 5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture, Chloe. You just have to get more right than Kennedy to win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Glenn Powell knows when Top Gun 3 will start filming, but he ain't talking. Who plays Maverick in both Top Gun films?
Tom Cruise.
There's only one drug Pete Davidson hasn't kicked yet. He said in a recent stand-up gig that he can't quit weed. It's all I have left. I'm holding on for a little bit longer. Pete recently dated Kim Kardashian. Who was Kim last married to?
Kanye West?
The 1974 movie The Towering Inferno tops the list of the best disaster movies of all time. While not necessarily a disaster movie, the plot of The Wizard of Oz starts with a tornado. Which state is the main character Dorothy from?
Kansas.
LeBron James will be one of the flag bearers for the U.S. at the Paris Olympics. LeBron started in the second Space Jam movie. Which basketball legend starred in the original?
Michael Jordan.
Sharon Stone will play the villain in Bob Odenkirk's Nobody 2. Name the movie starring Stone in which a San Francisco detective investigates the death of a rock star. This one might be before your time, Chloe.
Basic Instinct?
Nice job, Catherine. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Come on.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Chloe from New Hampshire, with an assist from mom, got 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yes.
Nice job. I will say Chloe got, I think, all 4 of the 5. These are tough, though, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
All righty.
Glenn Powell knows when Top Gun 3 will start filming, but he ain't talking. Who's Maverick in both the Top Gun films?
Tom Cruise.
There's only one drug Pete Davidson hasn't kicked yet. In a recent stand-up gig, he said, "I can't quit weed. It's all I have left. I'm holding on for a little bit longer." Pete recently dated Kim Kardashian. Who was Kim married to last?
Kanye West.
The 1974 movie The Towering Inferno tops the list of the best disaster movies of all time. While not necessarily a disaster movie, the plot of The Wizard of Oz does start with a tornado. Which state is the main character Dorothy from in that film?
Kansas.
LeBron James will be one of the flag bearers for the U.S. at the Paris Olympics. LeBron starred in the second Space Jam movie. Which basketball legend starred in the first?
Michael Jordan.
Sharon Stone will play the villain in Bob Odenkirk's Nobody 2. Name the movie starring Stone in which a San Francisco detective investigates the death of a rock star.
Wow. I don't know, Basic Instinct? No, that's not right.
Question number one, you said Tom Cruise. That is correct. Question number two, you said Kanye West. Tied at two. Question number three, yes, Kansas, obviously. Question number four, you said Michael Jordan. And question number five, you said Basic Instinct, Kennedy. Unfortunately, that is correct. That was a great guess.
Who's a rock star?
I don't know. I don't remember the movie. Though,
he was investigating the woman, the guy that she... Well, anyway.
Ask Intern Mac.
I have not seen that movie in so long. Maybe the guy that was the baby.
Use Kennedy's microphone. That one's not turned on. What were we going to say, Intern Mac? Go ahead.
The guy was a rock star, according to the...
From the beginning?
I believe so, yes. The man who was murdered in the beginning. The brutal death of a rock star, yes.
Huh.
And investigated by homicide detective Nick Curran.
I thought he was an old guy.
Intern Mac is not here for your golf, Kennedy.
And I'm here for that.
He's coming for your neck. But listen to this, Chloe and Catherine, because you got 5 out of 5 and you had a 5-5 tie with Kennedy, and it really makes our boss Sal very angry. We are giving you the $100 anyway.
Yay!
Yes, say it in unison, please. Hashtag suck it, Sal. No, I guess I'm the only one. All right. Well, Chloe, Catherine, we do appreciate you both listening and playing this morning. Congratulations on winning the money. However, there is something you have to say to Kennedy before you go.
My name is Chloe, and I can't be Kennedy.
But you can die.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
All right, we ready for Campy Kennedy?
Yippers. All right, let's go.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's coming in hot.
Oh, my God. I'm having a hot attack.
I got smoked by Kennedy.
That is right.
Now, can you beat Kennedy?
Kennedy, say hey to Valerie from Plymouth.
Hi, Valerie.
Is that right?
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Valerie's on her way to work. What do you do for a living?
I am a marketing manager for a local meat manufacturer.
We love a meat manufacturer.
We love it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your most popular meat that you sell?
That would be our meatballs.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Ever had a frozen meatball? That's me.
All right.
I just screwed something up. Apparently, I played the wrong thing. Hang on. Let me get the music back on. I don't know what I did there. But anyway.
All right.
Valerie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I think I played the solicit instead of the open. Anyway, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. And just a heads up, producer Dan is on vacation this week. Intern Mac put together the questions, and he is not making them easy today. I'm just telling you that ahead of time.
Oh, no.
Question number one. Selena Gomez celebrated her 32nd birthday yesterday. Which Canadian pop star was Selena in an on-again, off-again relationship for 8 years?
Justin Bieber.
Zach Bryan shot down rumors that he bailed on being Noah Kahan's special guest at his Friday show at Fenway Park over some kind of drama between them. He says Noah is a brother to him and asks fans to stop being weirdos. Noah Kahan is from New England. Which state?
Which state? Yeah, Massachusetts. He lives in Duxbury.
Not Zach Bryan. I'm talking about Noah Kahan.
Oh, Noah Kahan. Let's go with Connecticut. I don't know.
Question number three. Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Name the 1997 movie starring Fraser that parodies Tarzan.
Skip.
What'd you say?
I gotta skip this one.
Okay, question number four. During a show in Vegas on Saturday, Sebastian Bach brought out his 11-year-old son, Trace, to play guitar on Youth Gone Wild. His 35-year-old son, Paris, was on drums. Sebastian Bach is best known for being in a hair metal band from the 80s and 90s. Name the band.
I'm going to get a lot of heat for this. I don't know.
Oh, question number five. Robin Williams' son, Zach, posted a tribute to his dad on what would have been his 73rd birthday. One of Robin Williams' most famous movies, Good Will Hunting, was musically directed by Danny Elfman. He was in an 80s band. Can you name that band?
Can
You're killing me with the 80s. I don't know.
I told you. Intern Mac was coming for you this morning. Let's get
Kennedy back. Got the wrong demographic.
And what's crazy is Intern Mac is like, what, you 18, 19 years old, Mac?
I am 19 years old, May 5th, 05.
I'm going to Blink-182 tonight. You couldn't have had some Blink in there?
Nope, no Blink questions in there. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Valerie from Plymouth got 1 out of 5 correct.
That's all right, babe. Don't worry about it.
Nice job, Mac.
Thank you.
That was impressive, boys.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Selena Gomez celebrated her 32nd birthday yesterday. Which Canadian pop star was Gomez in an on-again, off-again relationship with for 8 years?
Justin Bieber.
It was Justin Bieber, tied at 1. Zach Bryan shot down rumors that he bailed on being Noah Kahan's special guest Friday night at Fenway. There's no drama, he says. Noah is a brother to him and asks fans to stop being weirdos.
It got Swifty level weird but when that story came out.
Really?
Yes.
Noah Kahan is from a New England state. Which one?
Vermont.
He is from Vermont. 2-1. Zach Bryan does apparently live in Duxbury, though. That is correct. Question number 3. Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Name the 1997 movie starring Fraser that parodies Tarzan.
I don't know.
George of the Jungle.
Oh,
remember that
forgot
one?
About that.
2-1, question number 4. During a show in Vegas on Saturday, Sebastian Bach brought out his 11-year-old son, Trace, to play guitar on Youth Gone Wild. His 35-year-old son, Paris, was on drums.
That's amazing.
Sebastian is best known for being in a hair metal band from the 80s and 90s named The Band.
Oh, God, what band was he in?
Kennedy.
Skid Row.
Oh, man.
Give me a second, buddy. I don't have the answers in front of me. It takes a minute.
Sebastian, I was worried about you there. 3-1, question number 5. Robin Williams' son, Zach, posted a tribute to his dad on what would have been his 73rd birthday. One of Williams' most famous movies, Good Will Hunting, was musically directed by Danny Elfman. Which famous 80s band was Elfman the frontman?
Oingo Boingo.
It was Oingo. That one, you know. Yeah. 80s music, man. You got a tough one fighting against Kennedy. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Valerie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Have a great day marketing your meat.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Little known fact, my ex-stepfather, number 4, actually was a butcher.
Was he?
And we owned a butcher shop at one point for about a year.
So you got all the good meats, huh?
We did get all the meats, Kennedy. Valerie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Valerie from Plymouth, and I can't be Kennedy.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.